Buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Rolled out to my Chevrolet. I climbed out up inside. I pulled the choke and I turned the key, but the old girl wouldn't start. She let out a whine so pitiful, it nearly broke my heart.
Well, good morning, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. My name's Mark Salem. And they call me a car expert, but really what I am is somebody here to help you with your car problems with no particular agenda and no need to sell you pellets that you can put in your gas tanks that will double your fuel economy, and you can be assured that I have been a master tech for the last 25 years. Sometimes I think it's 30 years. I don't remember, to be honest with you. Nevertheless, now is the time to call in because it gets kind of busy. If you have a car question, I promise you this. The lines are wide open, 602-508-0960. And if you're one of those nice folks that listens to us up in Payson or even in the Wilcox area, the number there is 1-888-960-9696. 888-960-9696. And that's the easy way to get in if you have a car question or car problem. I've got a couple things that I've got to take care of. First here, though, this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Kurt's Auto Repair. He's up there at I-17 in Bell. Kurt and his class of guys is really the kind of guy. Yeah, I want to tell you something. I don't say this about very many people, but I've got a lot of shops here that let me just speak for myself. I'd be doggone happy if many of the people that ran these shops, my daughter brought them home.
Caller right. Susan.
I'm telling you, it's just that kind of, they're that kind of folks. And in reality, when you think about it, I wouldn't be putting my money where my mouth was for people that I wasn't trusting or that maybe walked that edge where you're not supposed to be. So Kurtz has years of experience, domestic, import, gas, diesel, I-17 and Bell. They've been a member of the Better Business Bureau in good standing, which is an obligation he has to me as well. And if you're looking for a good car repair shop and you don't have one, or if you need a second opinion, Kurtz up at I-17 Bell is the place to go. Susan, good morning to you. How can I help you this morning?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you could help me. I have a 2000 BMW 528i, and I need to have a little body work done on it.
Okay. What part of town do you live in?
I live in North Scottsdale.
Okay. I have two places up in North Scottsdale. I have Raintree Auto Body at Hayden and Raintree.
Okay.
When you go to Raintree, one of the things that will jump out at you is that all the other cars are like yours.
Oh,
so
okay.
He does the body shop work for the Mercedes-Benz dealership. You'll see Volvos. You'll see turbocharged Volvos. You'll see high-performance, the 740, 745, 750 Beamers, as long as you're 528 and all the 325s and the 318s.
Right, okay.
He really has the ability to fix your car with the right. Now, let me just describe a piece of a document or a piece of equipment, I should say, a piece of equipment that is so important. If you were to have this jig sitting on the ground and you set your car on it, when you look underneath your car, there are a whole lot of holes in the frame. There's round ones, square ones, there's D-shaped ones, there's rectangles, and those are spots where the car has to be. Now, you said paint and bodywork, so I don't know if they're going to do framework or not, but he has the sophistication level where he literally places your car on this bench, and then they pull and tweak until the car sits perfectly on maybe 10 different points. And they have GPS and lasers in there to make sure everything's level. They put your car back to specifications that there's no guarantee it came off the assembly line with. And he works well with all the insurance companies. He's not going to sell you down the river. He's not going to. The insurance company's not going to say, let's cut this corner, and Andy or Paul's going to say, okay. That's not going to happen. So,
right. And I'm sorry, who should I ask for when I go there?
Well, you can ask for Andy, but...
Andy, okay.
He's the owner. Paul is his son. Either one of them is fine.
Oh, wow. Andy or Paul.
Yeah, and
so
you tell him, and you look at him, Susan, and you say, I'm here because Mark Salem said that you could fix my car, and I hope you make him proud. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say that.
A little pressure. Yeah, I appreciate that.
They'll laugh and they'll say, we're not afraid of Mark Salem because Paul's a lot bigger than Mark Salem. And Andy and I are both cowboy buddies, so we wouldn't be fighting anyway. But you could say that and it'd be funny. And it's a nice way to say that I'm here as a referral. Okay?
Okay. And then normally with those type of repairs, I'm planning to leave the car. He'd tell me and then I could make arrangements or whatever.
Absolutely. Who's paying for it? Let me ask you that.
Me.
Okay. If you're paying for it, then there's no insurance company involved, typically. And if that's the case, then you take it in. He takes a look at it. He tells you what the estimate's going to be. He tells you how long it's going to take him. He wants to know if you need a rental car. You say, okay, how much is your rental car versus the one I've already picked out? Then you guys work that out. And then he says, okay, if you have your rental car delivered here next Thursday at noon, you bring your car in, if that's good, at noon, and you pick up the rental car, you go, and I go.
Perfect. Okay. Terrific. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. Now, folks, I got to tell you something here. The Tempe High School graduates from 1972, which is, gosh, that was a period of time that I may not have even, I don't even think I was born in 1972. Anyway, the Tempe High School graduates from 1972 are having their 40th anniversary. And it's going to be held Friday and Saturday, October 19th and 20th. We're missing. Did I say we're missing? They're missing a whole lot of our family. So it's important that if you know somebody from who graduated from Tempe High School, and maybe they graduated in 1972, and if they want to be put on the list, the easy thing to do is just email Mark Salem. And that's mark@marksalem.com or... You know, you can Google Mark Salem Tempe, and they'll give you all kinds of information about me.
Caller Adrian.
So, if you are one, and if you graduated from Tempe High School in 1972, and if you don't know about the 40th anniversary coming up October 19th and 20th, and if you want to participate, and we wish you would, then get a hold of me, and I will guide you appropriately. Adrian, you're up next. Adrian, how can I help you today?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a auto mechanic that you had mentioned on your show a few times in Surprise, S&S Tire and Auto.
Uh-huh.
And I've had several experiences with them, and they're the best. They're just absolutely the best.
You know, I tell you what I like about S&S. It is truly, and thank you very much for taking the time to do that. Thank you for taking your time to make my day and to make their days. S&S is run by the dad. And then there's sons. There's Dan and I always forget this. I always screw this up. I know Dan and Rob. Dan and Rob. Yep. And the dad has made it clear, just like this dad's made it clear to his boy and his girl, this is how we got here. Change is good, but just measure the change and see if we went in the right direction. And if we didn't go in the right direction, don't be shy about backing the train up. If you jump $30 in your labor rate and people just go crazy, it might be time to back up and take a dollar. But when you put the three of them together, it's a team that's unbeatable. And the thing I like is if I have a situation with S&S, and it happens to all my shops every once in a while, somebody will write me and say, hey, ba-da-da. I send an email, and I mean bingo, 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 it's taken care of. And sometimes I may not necessarily agree that they should have done what they did, but they did it anyway. And here's what I mean by that. Sometimes, and all of you in business, all of you know someone who can't be pleased. All of you know someone who's a nightmarish customer. All of you know someone who says, you touched my tires in 2009 and now I have a blowout. And it's your fault. You didn't check the air. Sometimes I expect them to say, thank you, Mr. Jones, but no thank you, but I got to tell you something. They're really nice there. And I think they see the big picture, and I think that they do a good job, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's just in that same vein, I've got a diesel pickup, and the cooling transmissions lines needed to be replaced. I said, I'm going on a trip. Can you guys get these things fixed, and what's the price? And they said, oh, that's a one-hour deal. We can get it done for you. We'll have it out of here well before your trip. Well, everybody makes mistakes. I'm in business myself, just like you said, and I understand these things. And it took them probably four times the amount of time to do it.
Somebody looked it up wrong.
Yeah, it's tough. It was tougher than what they thought, and I was thinking about doing myself, to tell you the God's honest truth. Glad I didn't. I'm glad I had them do it. And they made it right. They said, even though we quoted you a price, that's the price we're going to pay. And they were hugely apologetic. They got me out the next day. I missed the night.
Next up,
Matthew. I'm leaving on my trip, but they got me out the next morning. They worked there till about 7 or 8 o'clock at night just to get it done. So, just super people.
You know, and as a businessman, there are times that I will say to a customer, and this is in response to you saying we're going to stick to our estimate. I say to them, it's just as unacceptable for you to ask me to lengthen your warranty as it is for me to ask you to shorten it. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like something you've heard before?
Absolutely.
And if that kind of says it, and I say it with my smile on my face. I say, hey, I didn't call you 8 months into your year warranty and say, hey, how's that alternator? Oh, it's fine. How about we just knock off the warranty right now?
Right.
So when you come back
two minutes.
And I give you 12 months, and you're coming in, 18 months later, we made a deal, and that's what they're saying to you. We made a deal. We're going to eat our side. Now, every once in a while, as you know, in a car repair, every once in a while we bid. It's 4 hours, and it takes us 3.5. So what are you going to do? If you're over your estimate, you got to go back to 3.5. But
right.
if you're at your estimate, then you can decide what you want to do. But if it was so easy to make money in the auto repair industry, let me give you some math that'll help you out. I got 10 techs. I charge $100, $104, but we're going to round it to $100 because my math is better. 10 techs, $100 an hour. And they work 8 hours. So that's 80 hours times $100 an hour. That's $8,000 a day in labor if I'm 100% efficient, right?
Right.
But I'm not. And I never have been.
Yep.
And I can't pay him to go get your car
off the
lot. I can't pay him to go test drive your car. I can't pay him to look up their labor. I can't pay the parts department. I can't charge you for that.
Sure.
So, and unfortunately, we're at 70%, and so we lose more than we win, but you know what? I'm still in business, and I'm still a happy camper. But thank you very much, Adrian. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
You betcha. Thank you. Matthew, you're going to be my first caller. I promise we're going to have to take a break here in 30 seconds, so I don't want to short you of the time that you deserve. Anybody else? We've got open lines. Means that Matthew's the only one. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Matthew, and we're also going to talk about death wobble. Have you ever experienced death wobble? It has nothing to do with alcohol. It has nothing to do with your dad. It has to do with the death wobble. And if you don't know what it is, I'll explain it to you. My name is Mark Salem. This is The Patriot, KKNT.
D&B Auto Repair is a shop that has been on...
All about that demon automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford.
The dream of Henry Ford, I don't know. I would have loved to have been back there then to find out what it was really like to drive one of those cars and save your money. I guess it took like a year's of salary to buy one of those doggone things, but it sure would have been fun. I really think I was born in Tombstone sometime a long time ago, and I've been reincarnated. I've had a great life, and I'm scared to death I'm going to be a dog in Bangladesh in my next life. But that's another story for another time. Matthew, you're up first, buddy. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to preface my question with a statement that I usually ask my wife in a complex world. Honey, I could handle three answers, yes, no, or maybe, and then give me the explanation. So.
Wait a minute. Have you been to my house before?
I plead with my wife. Just I can work with one of those three. Anything else, I'm having trouble, honey. So that's the preface to my question. Okay. I'm only 50 years old, but I would say for the past 30 years, I've been listening to these ads on TV and radio. You just pour this stuff in your car and you'll double your mileage, your engine will last three times as long, and I'm a sucker for a good pitch, so I'm always wondering, I wonder if that stuff really works. Does it work, or what's the story?
No. The only thing it does is take your money and put it in their pocket.
Okay.
There was a time, if you'll remember this, when we first started vehicle emissions in the 70s, late 70s, there was additives that we would put into the tank to make the car pass emissions. Now, there was some truth to that, but the additive was nothing more than alcohol, and they were you could buy the alcohol for 6 ounces for a dime, and they were charging $6 an ounce. And the alcohol would bring more oxygen to the fuel, which would lower your CO readings. And if you were running at 2.22 and you needed to be under 2.0, that may do it. There was also a gizmo a long time ago that was sold by even dealerships that was a PCV valve replacement. If you come to my office, I've got these things filling drawers. I bought them all and tested them. And this guy, you'd replace the PCV valve, and then you would just simply take this little screw and you'd open up this screw. Well, what you were doing was you were creating a vacuum leak that would lean out the mixture that would make you pass if you had a CO failure, but it didn't tell you that. If you had an HC failure, as you took the screw out, it would make you worse. So, they're really and truly, I tell people, if you really want the very best fuel economy, I'll give it to you for $100. I'll double your fuel economy for $100. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to hook a horn underneath your driver's seat, and every time you touch the brake, I'm going to blow that horn as loud as I can, and you're going to think a 65 Buick Electra is driving right up the backside of your car. And you'll learn how to coast, and you'll learn how to anticipate traffic, and you'll know that every time you hit that brake, you're going to pay hell. And you're going to double your fuel economy because that's the way it works. That's the habit-changing device we need. And if you want, I'll hook up a switch where you can do the horn, but then you can leave it in electronic shock mode for your wife. And every time she hits the brakes, I'll send 60,000 volts to the seat of her pants. Okay? So, was that clear enough? No, that they don't help you, and there's nothing there, and all they do is take your money? Keep your air pressure up. Use a good oil. Tape a raw egg to the throttle pedal, and stay off the brake pedal, and that's the best you can do.
What about the stuff that you add to your oil? Same deal.
You remember the Teflon, the QMI? I'm a Western District trainer for Valvoline oil, so I have extensive background in oil. So I'm supposed to know lots about oil.
Okay.
When you put Teflon into your oil, the Teflon molecules grow 3 and 4 times bigger than they normally are, which means the very first time they pass through your filter, they end up in your filter. So let me ask you a question. How does that help you?
I just remember Andy Granatelli used to pitch something that sounded so good. What the heck was he pitching?
Well, he was pitching STP.
Okay.
Yeah, STP. And STP did do what he said. It didn't give you better fuel economy. You were pouring honey into your oil. You were thickening up the oil so it couldn't possibly burn oil. And he said it would protect it, but today we know that that's not true. But I got to tell you something else, too. This will help you understand. You have no idea the amount of money. It's really sometimes 6 figures that I've been offered to hawk some of that stuff. Honestly.
Okay.
That's
really?
the reason why you get people of substantial credibility is because of the money that's involved in those kinds of things. Nitrogen in the air. I've been offered a lot of money to talk about putting nitrogen in your tires. And in fact, if the air in front of your face is 79.8% nitrogen. So we're going to take you from 79.8, let's call it 80, and the very best machine can do 70 or 95, and we can't suck all the air out of your tire. So at the end of the day, I'm going to move you from 80 to 85 to 90 for $200. Come on.
That sounds like a good profit margin.
Oh, it is. And you know what? They offer me machines. I'm going to clean the upper intake and clean the fuel system of your engine. Mark, if you'll just buy one of these, never mind it costs you $60,000. Listen, Mark, if you sell 3 of these a week, at the end of the year, you're going to have an extra $35,000 worth of net profit. That's, of course, after you pay me, and the chemicals are proprietary, Mark. You got to buy them from me. So, Mark, all you have to do is sell 3. It's not a big deal, Mark. Just 3 a day. 3 a week, Mark. And if you do 3 a day, I'm going to make you $100,000. It's going to fall to the bottom line. That's what I hear. That's what I hear all the time. So, the answer to your question is no. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. The death wobble, folks, is when you're going down the highway and your steering wheel begins to violently shake left and right. It is unbelievable. The whole car shakes. You're doing all you can to hold on to the steering wheel, and the steering wheel's going left and right, left and right, left and right. And you know The only way to stop that is to apply the brakes really hard, and you better hope you're not in the fast lane. So you have to ride that wobble to the right lane if you're not already there. And then you apply the brakes real hard, and as you get down below, usually about 40 miles an hour, the wobble quits. Now, there's a recall on wobbles, and it's predominantly in the Jeep arena. And that's because there's a track bar on the Jeep front end on the four-wheel drives, and the track bar attaches the frame to the front axle, and it keeps the two of them moving synchronized. So if they both move left, they both move left, and if they both move right. But when the track bar bushings wear out, then they can move in opposite directions, which causes the death wobble. They call it a death wobble. It does cause you consternation. It does cause you to tense portions of your body. It does cause you to open your eyes and drop your cell phone. But you'll get out of it. Okay, we've seen people that's happened to. As you drive down the road, you see somebody's front wheels just shaking like crazy. And the only way they're going to get to stop is to slow down.
1 minute.
So, yes, it's called the death wobble, but it's not something. I don't know a single person, and I've been in this death arena for 20 years as a mechanical consultant. I've never worked on a case where somebody died because of a death wobble. But I do want you to know that that's the case, and it's predominant in the Jeep, and they're having a recall on it right now. But it's a steering wheel left and right. It's kind of like a shimmy. So a shimmy makes the steering wheel just gently go left and right. A death wobble is 5 times as bad as that. It's easily fixable. All of us have fixed it before, but what you don't need is a whole new front end rebuild. You don't need upper ball joints, lower ball joints, tie rod ends, idler arms, pitman arms. You don't need that. You need to have the track bar bushings replaced. That's all. Okay, when we come back, Joe, Mike, and Les, I promise. 1, 2, 3, right off the bat. Everybody else, 602-508-0960. My name's Mark Salem. You're listening to AM 960, The Patriot, KKNT.
Mark Salem has...
Get a color TV, get a backseat car and reclining seats, and just pay once a month, like you do your rent.
Like you do your rent. Hey, this is Mark Salem, and I want to tell you about Quality Transmission. So if you have a transmission problem, Bob or Steve, at Quality Transmission is really who you need to call. Folks, you don't go to a transmission shop and they tell you, I don't know what's wrong with your car, but I'm going to take it apart, and then I'll tell you, and then I'll give you an estimate. Because that's not what's going to happen. They're going to take your car apart. They know doggone well what's wrong with it. And if they don't, you shouldn't have your car there. Then when they get it apart, they know that it's in 3,000 pieces or 2,000 pieces. They know you can't take it, and nobody else in town is going to take your transmission in a basket, in a shopping cart. So they know they got you. That's not what happens at Quality Transmission. First of all, more than half the people that go in there don't need an overhaul. It could be 75% for all I know. But these guys are capable of telling you the best and the worst case scenario in every situation, because they're that experienced. They're in Tempe and McClintock, North University. So on McClintock, North University, just south of the freeway, between the freeway and university on McClintock, Quality Transmission. You can tell them Mark sent you. Joe, you're up next, buddy. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Mark. You were talking about the death wobble?
Uh-huh.
I used to drive around with like one finger on the steering wheel, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was doing like 80, and I had a blowout in the front.
Yep.
And you want to talk about I drive around now with like a death grip on the steering wheel.
It could have been worse. You could have had a chain steering wheel and put one of your fingers in the links of the chain right before the blowout, and that'll twist your finger 360 degrees.
Well, I don't know, because usually people of those kind they're wearing handcuffs.
So no!
Maybe their hands are a little closer than what I use.
Okay, a steering wheel with holes in the spokes. How about if I change it to that?
Oh, okay. Well, I put my hand in the regular gate when I shut it, and I figured that out.
All righty.
Hey, I got a question. I was talking to my neighbor, and you were working on cars in the mid-80s. He was telling me the Oldsmobile had a front-wheel drive diesel that was a V5.
A V5?
Yeah, he said that they took one of the cylinders out because the injector unit was too big to fit under the hood. So and I was telling him a V5.
Yeah.
I want to know if you ever heard of one.
No, but I want to tell you something. I'm old enough to know. I've been bit and my fingers have been slammed in the door before. To never say never. But here's what I have to tell you. I never saw one of those. I saw Eldorados with diesels in them. But I never saw a 5-cylinder diesel. I never saw a 6 that was adapted to a 5. So that might be something that was made in a particular geographical area of the town or of the country is what I mean.
Well, he was talking about back then where all the manufacturers were getting scared from the fuel requirements. And
No. There's no question that the diesel came out from General Motors. General Motors was the biggest failure of a diesel motor until they came out with the Duramax. The Duramax was their last chance. If General Motors had not, you know, brought the Duramax to the market, their diesel days were over. Every single diesel motor before the Duramax was the biggest piece of you-know-what that's ever been made by a man. So the 5.7 started the whole process, and after that it got uglier and uglier and uglier. So, but today, in my opinion, they lead.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of performance. I was on a road trip recently, and there was a guy in a truck, and he had a pipe coming out of the middle of his bed that was like 10 inches in diameter.
Yep.
And when that guy hit the gas, nobody behind him could see.
Well, and those pipes there, here's the good news. The good news is that those pipes that started 8 inches and go to 10 inches and 12 inches on those one-ton trucks, they're $900 a piece.
Well, I mean, his was coming out of the middle of the bed, and it was going over the cab like it was a custom job.
Well, when you see one with two stacks, you know he's got $1,800 worth of chrome there. But, yeah, we can make that happen, but that's not what we do.
Yeah, but it ain't too good for the people behind him.
No, that's right. But he's got his foot on the floor, so he's got the computer program to say, hey, when my foot's on the floor, give me all the fuel you can give me, and that's what's going on. He's polluting the air. So pull up next to him and squeeze your nose and smile and drive by. Get in front of him. All righty, Joe, I got to run on, but thank you very much, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, you're up next. Mike, how can I help you?
I have a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am.
Okay.
And I have a situation where I'm getting a locking brake cylinder.
Okay.
And it's basically putting the brakes on. And decided to go ahead and do a brake job, and I found out that the two sliding pins were bent.
Okay.
So I replaced the pins, got it all working like butter, put it all back together, and before I did that, I decided to go ahead and change the brake line while I was at it. Put it all back together, worked fine for about 5 days.
1 minute.
And then it locked up on me again.
Okay.
So took it back in, decided to put a C-clamp on the caliper to see if I could compress it, because the first time I tried to do it, I couldn't compress the cylinder no matter how hard I squeezed on it.
Wait a minute, is it locking on both front wheels or just one?
Well, that's the confusing part. I'm not sure if I'm pretty sure, or 100% sure, that the right side is 100% locked up, but I'm not sure as to how much the left side is locking up, if at all.
Okay, well, all you got to do is touch the wheel, touch the rotor. I sure put a little spit on my finger before I did that. Because
they're hot.
The left side shouldn't be hot.
Well, they're both kind of hot. Okay. The right side is extremely hot.
All right. Wait a minute. I gotta take a break. When we come back, I'll get you. I promise. You'll be first. But it's 4 seconds away, 3 seconds away, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hello.
Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Mark Salem, and this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Thompson's Auto Repair and Towing. Brian and Thelma, his wife. They run Thompson's Auto Repair. They're on Main Street just east of Stapley on the south side of the road. Main Street, Stapley, south and east. They've been in business since 1970. They can handle just about anything. And here's the good part. If they're not the best shop, they'll guide you to who is. That's the mark of a real professional. So they have ASC certified technicians. They are an ASC certified Blue Seal shop. And they've been named Business of the Year by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to have Brian and Thelma on my best car repair list. Okay, Mike, we're going to go back to your Grand Am. What's the problem today?
Well, that's what I wanted to kind of go over another symptom that I'm having so that you get the full picture.
Okay.
We bought the car recently, and it's been running great, but the pedal, when we first got it, seemed to be kind of hard. Compared to the Grand Prix that I have, which is in the same year. And so I figured, okay, the power brake booster may be going out, or maybe it's the check valve. And then we decided to go ahead and do the brake job. We ended up with that locked-up cylinder. I couldn't compress the cylinder. So yesterday what I did was I drove the car home because it was stuck at a friend's house, and I got about 3 miles, and the whole thing locked up on me again.
I need something better than that, Mike.
I'm getting there.
I'm
trying to go as fast as I can, but there's a lot to this. So anyway, we got it back in, and I could not find anything with regard to the cylinder on the caliper as far as it locking up. I mean, it retracted, you know, fine with the C-clamp.
Okay.
There was no problem.
Okay. I got to interrupt you, Mike, because this can't go on forever. Mike, let me ask you. You changed both brake hoses, right?
Right.
Okay, next time it locks up, I want you to take a tubing wrench with you, and I want you to go to the master cylinder, and there's a big reservoir and a small reservoir, the big ones for the front brakes. I want you to get a temperature gun, and I want you to gun the two front rotors, and I want to know which one's the hottest, because that's the one we're going to work with.
Okay.
Now, after that thing locks up, I want you to open up the small line, just crack it, and see how much fluid comes out of it.
My lines are the same size.
The small reservoir line.
I only have one reservoir.
On a Grand Am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just one big reservoir that goes down into the cylinder.
So your 2003 Grand Am only has one brake line to it?
Well, it has two brake lines, but they're both the same size, and there's only one reservoir. Has a screw-on cap.
No, there isn't.
I'm looking right at it.
I don't care. It's got two brake lines, one for the front and one for the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. If you want me to give you some guidance, I will. If you put brake lines on it and that didn't fix it, then you're going to have to break open whatever line you want to break open. But I'm interested in the front brake line because I'm interested to see if there's pressure from the master cylinder. If the front brake line bleeds off the same as the rear brake line, then the master cylinder booster are a waste of your time and a waste of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
If at that point you go down to the caliper, and if you break the bleeder on the right front and you get a good squirt, and you break the bleeder on the left front and you don't, then replace the right front caliper. And if you're going to do the right front caliper, do the left side too. Otherwise, you're going to have a really bad pull. This was all nothing. This was all along going to be a brake line in the front, one side or the other, or a caliper. And the bent pins tells you it's a caliper.
Okay.
Thanks very much, buddy. Right. Les, you're up next. Lex, how are you today? What can we do for you? Hey, Les.
Hello.
Hi, Les. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I went to emissions this morning, and they said they're unable to test my car because of an inertia error. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
He was saying it may be brakes or rear end problem.
Okay. What he meant is it's a drivetrain code.
Okay.
I think that's what he meant. What kind of car is it?
It's an 85 Mercury Cougar V6.
Okay. Here's the bad news about our vehicle emissions. You can have a transmission code that has really nothing to do with what's coming out of the tailpipe, and they'll fail you. And I just don't think that they have the sophistication in the computer side to be able to recognize that, not to mention the fact that the code doesn't really mean what the problem is. So if we took fifth gear away from your Cougar, if we took a lockup away from your Cougar because we didn't lock the converter up, you'd get poor fuel economy on the highway. And they say that's part of what's coming out of your tailpipe. So what they're saying is you've got a code in the computer, and we're not going to let you get your tags. Now, it won't do you any good to pull the battery cable and clear the code, because you can do that till the cows come home, but the monitor has to be reset within the computer.
Right.
So the computer has to see a particular drive, what we call a drive cycle, and it has to see a variety of things that happen and the code not reappear. Then the monitor will say, okay, and then you can get through. Now, did he tell you, was it a transmission? Was it a transaxle? Was it a...
No, he didn't give me anything like
all right.
that.
What part... Do you have a garage?
In Buckeye.
Okay. If you're out there in Buckeye, then I'd go to S&S. But here's what I would do. I would take it to a garage, and I would say to them, I failed emissions. Would you please pull the code? Would you give me a diagnostic fee? Give me a window the best you can. And then what I want you to do is diagnose the problem and call me with an estimate, because this repair is going to have three charges. It's going to have a diagnostic charge, it may have a part charge, and it's going to have a labor charge. Sometimes we clean something, sometimes we replace something, sometimes we readjust something. It just depends. But they're not going to let you through emissions if you have a drivetrain code. And I think the inertia, he's calling it an inertia. I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking you've got a drivetrain code. It's not a tailpipe code. It's a drivetrain code. And you might want to try a transmission shop, too. Now, I don't have anybody down in Buckeye. On the west side, Sun Transmission, which is a Grand and 83rd Avenue, is a place, and Adolph's is 67th Avenue in Glendale. Both those guys can do a transmission code and a drivetrain code, period. But S&S Tire out there at, what is it, Dysart and the I-10, they can pull the code, and then they're going to tell you, we may not be the best guys for this, and they may send you to a transmission shop, or they may recognize the code and understand what it's saying and be able to diagnose it and at least give you the estimate to repair it. But that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Good luck to you. Thank you very much. Okay, when we talk about car repair places, one of the places I always, and you know something I forgot to say to Mike, actually to Les, and that was the drivetrain code, I need to write that down, drivetrain code, is that there's another shop close by at 38th Avenue and Indian School, Larry Harker's. They're a full-service, family-owned operation. They do all kinds of cars, trucks, motorhomes, diesels, gas, everything. Automotive service all the way up to replacing your engine, doesn't make any difference. Bob and Ellen Frisbee, they own Larry Harker's Auto. They're really a good family. They're really good people. Bob is one of the best techs I know. I sometimes envy his ability to fix cars. He's really good. And Ellen takes up the slack where Bob's a little deficient, just like my wife does at our shop. So you got Snow White, and sometimes you got Jack the Ripper. You know what I mean? So anyway, if you're anywhere south of Indian School, between the 17 and the 101, south of Indian School, all the way to South Mountain, then they're a good place if you don't have a garage to go to, is Larry Harker's Auto. All righty. Now, I have something else here I want to talk to you about. Again, we're looking for Tempe High School graduates, 1972. Your 40th anniversary is right around the corner, October 19th and 20th. We want you to come, and if we haven't notified you, it's because we didn't know where you're at. So I'm helping get the word out that if you're a Tempe alumni, Tempe High School alumni 1972, then if you'll get a hold of me, mark@marksalem.com, then I'm happy to help you. In addition to that, if you have a car question Monday through Friday, just call me. Well, email me. That's better because I answer all my emails promptly. You can also write to me in the Arizona Republic. You can also go to azvoices.com/cars. And I write a blog there. And I take questions everywhere. And if your question is something that is repetitious, and I've seen it before and before and before, I usually answer it in that kind of environment. But I also email you an answer, so you don't have to go to the web to look for it. So those are the easy things for you to do. It's simple to get a hold of me and to give me guidance. What I don't want you to do is I don't want you to tell me all you've done, because that doesn't help me. If you'll just give me the symptoms. The symptoms are that in the morning, my car misses. I don't care that you put plug wires. I don't care that Uncle Bob put something in the gas tank. I don't care if you aired your tires or you didn't air your tires. I don't care. I want the symptoms of the problem. It only misses first thing in the morning. Is there black smoke when it's missing? No. Do you smell sulfur? Yes. Oil, we're running rich. Okay. Have you passed emissions lately? Oh, I just failed. Okay, we're on the right track. So symptoms help us. What doesn't help us is a long story about all the parts that you've replaced. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you've done and you still have the problem, none of what you've done helps me. None. So symptoms, and then I'm going to ask some questions, and then we're going to go on from there. So that's the easiest way to get through a car repair place, and I'm happy to do that. If you're looking for a good car repair place, you might even try marksalem.com. I have a list of 60 shops in the body shop industry, the mechanical industry, the transmission industry, the performance industry. We have all kinds of shops. And every single one of them has this guarantee. If they don't do what the Better Business Bureau arbitrator says to do in a form of a refund or a re-repair, I will, up to $5,000. And let me tell you something else. With all referral networks, there's a fee associated either to the consumer or to the shop or to both. In my case, it's to the shop. It would take them 7 years of dues to pay that $5,000. You do the math. So I'm not. I put my money where my mouth is because I can and because they're worth it. So you have a complaint, you can talk to me. I will guide you. We're going to go to the Better Business Bureau, file a complaint. Better Business Bureau is going to look at it. Then from there, it may go to an arbitrator. I arbitrate it. But I don't do these cases. Obviously, I don't do these cases. So the arbitrator will get it. The shop will come in. The customer comes in. They both tell their stories. The arbitrator says, shop, I want you to make this refund or I want you to redo this car. And if the shop says, see you later, then I kick them off the list and I personally will fix their car or I personally will make the refund up to $5,000. And why is $5,000? It's easy. It's easy. Because that's what a transmission costs. That's what many engines cost. I'm going to cover your worst exposure. Now, there's lots of referral networks out there, but every single one of them has a statement like this as I reach over with this paper. Here, listen to this. We do not guarantee the services, repairs, or products our members provide. This is the fine print, folks. It says, so-and-so, your auto network is not responsible for any and all work that is provided by its members. You are solely responsible for any damage or loss that may incur from the result of you using our services. How do you like that? Somebody else says, you use links at the third-party sites at your own risk. The other guy says, you use these sites at your own risk. Yeah, mine says this. It says, if you have a problem, one of my best shops in the Better Business Bureau agrees with your version, and the shop refuses to abide by the Better Business Bureau decision, I personally, Mark Salem, will carry out the directives of the BBB, including repairing your car and or issuing a refund to a total of $5,000.
2 minutes.
How does that sound? Put your money where your mouth is. I'm a fifth generation Arizona, and I'm an old time cowboy, and our word is our bond. Last but not least, we have a place called Phoenix Body Works. Phoenix Body Works is located up north, and they are a great place. 19th Avenue, half block north, the Deer Valley Road. They are the insurance company experts. They are not going to sell you down the road. Greg May and his staff does wonderful work. I have never had a complaint in more than 9 years about Phoenix Body Works. Never. And as a matter of fact, most people will write me and say, thank you. They did a job that exceeded my expectations, or they went above what they said they would go, or one way or another, when I left there, I was one happy camper. So, no matter where you live, we've got body shops all over the Phoenix area, but if you live up north, or if you want to drive to the best guy out there, you got to go to Phoenix Body Works. It's on Deer Valley, half a block north of Deer Valley Road. It's also important to know that when you're in the car repair arena, I want you to learn this. What symptom are you going to repair that I have today with your suggested fuel system flush for $299? Where in my owner's manual does it say that I need to flush that? What symptom do I have? What are you going to fix? You say this is really dirty and it needs to be flushed. Okay, what? Show me. And what symptom do I have? Do I have a symptom where it's hard to start in the morning or I get black smoke? What is it? So remember, what symptom do I have that you're going to repair with the suggested $295 deal? See you next Saturday right here at 10 o'clock.